So some of the key pieces that were part of my platform that really resonated with the residents when I was talking to them at doors is I want to reinstate the mayor's youth council. I think we need to bring the voices of the youth to the table. I think that's twofold. I think it helps us understand the current state of where youth are feeling today. But long term, it'll help with our voter turnout, because if we can engage the youth today, they're the voters of the next election. So let's get them involved in the process right now. So that's one. A seniors advisory table is the other. Again, speaking to seniors out in the community, they don't feel like their voices have been incorporated into the programs that we are doing. So let's bring them to the table. Let's ask them what the gaps are. Let's ask them what programs are missing and try and fill those gaps. And then the last one is I want to hold regular town hall forums, which will be much less formal than a council meeting, but it'll give residents the opportunity to give input. And, you know, we'll set them up in a way where it's going to be about a specific topic or about kind of an area of the community and invite them to just give their opinions. It doesn't have to be formal. It's not going to be a council setting, but just it'll give us the opportunity to hear from them on a regular basis. And the same goes with the $32 million that we've got sitting in the bank from the sale of the railway. We need to hear the voices of the residents to make sure that what they want to do with the money is what's reflected in that, rather than, you know, we don't have that money often, so we can't let it dwindle away. We really need to do a good job of making sure that residents' voices are reflected. Mm-hmm. So that's a few ideas to start with.